have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
On Wednesdays, here on The Morning Set, we highlight local Denver eateries and explore its food, drink, and origin story. And the goal is to spotlight the diversity in food and culture that we have in Denver and Colorado. So that's our Eats and Beats segment, which is sponsored by Denver, DazzleDenver.com. Zadie's Deli and Bakery. The history here dates back to 1985 when Gerard Rodofsky opened his first restaurant. That was downtown at 17th and Curtis. Gerard eventually moved to Cherry Creek, where Zadie's became an important part of the Jewish community and obviously the Denver food scene. New location now in Leedsdale, where in 2022, they're just maybe a few months from now, plan on opening a full bakery and deli. In the studio with me now is Beth Ginsburg, one of the owners of Zadie's Deli. Beth, welcome to Kuvo Jazz. Nice to have you here in the neighborhood, and especially because you get up so early to get things going back there at the restaurant and getting ready for your customers and so forth. And here you are sitting with us, and we're going to make it worth your while. So thank you. Thank you for coming. Before we get to the good stuff that you brought in here, which is amazing, we're having trouble. I know Steve is already, we're looking at that at that lemon coconut cake out there. But let's the concept for Zadie's Deli and how it all began. What's the essence of what Zadie's Deli is all about?
Sure.
For you?
So as you said, Zadie's has been around since 1985.
Yeah.
And it's a community staple.
Yeah.
You know the word Zadie's.
Uh-huh.
It actually means grandfather.
Mm.
And it really exudes everything we are about the restaurant. We're a family. We're a community. We are to some people a destination restaurant, and it really does. Our Zadie is Gerard, and he's still working with us. We opened this restaurant in the current location back in August of 21.
And what location is that now?
We're at 600 South Holly Street,
okay.
Which is at the corner of Holly and Leedsdale.
Yeah.
And really easy access to get to.
Yeah.
And huge, wide-open parking lot.
Yeah, easy to find, too. That's a major corner there.
Really easy to find. And park your car right in our front door and walk right in.
All
and,
right. Yeah. So when we walk right in, what do we find?
You're going to find amazing smells. You're going to find, as you see this morning, our fresh bagels that we make daily in-house. We make all our breads and our pastries in-house. You'll get some nice corned beef scents and pastrami whiffs and really a nice experience and a family. We did upgrade the whole restaurant, so you're also going to feel very comfortable. We have nice space. It's nice and open and airy, not like your sort of some of the old-time Jewish delis of ore. We're really the modern and
well, back
really
in the day, all the delis were like that.
They really were.
Like, you know.
I don't think you can get away with that these days. You know, we have to mop the floors now and then.
That's true. But in the old days, that was part of the – you walk in there and you go, now I feel like home. You know?
You can see the corned beef still on the floor.
Yeah, there you go. Zadie's has been a staple of the Jewish community since it began. Can you tell us a little bit about specifically, especially around holidays?
Yeah. There are certain holidays throughout the year, but there are also family events, lifestyle events, that happen in Jewish families and in non-Jewish families as well.
Yeah.
So we have brisses, we have bar and bat mitzvahs, and we cater to all of those. So you just call us up. We're happy to put a platter together. If somebody, God forbid, somebody in your family passes away and you want to host a celebration of life or what we call a shiva for a Jewish family, just call us. We'll put together. We have meat platters, bagel lox and cream cheese platters. We have all different kinds of catering events, and it's all the same food we serve in-house. We just prepare it for you to have in your own home.
So so you walk into Zadie's, and let's say that I'm a new customer. I walk in. I know that you prepare a lot of things fresh daily, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the most popular items? Like if I walk in and I'm standing there at the counter and I'm lost, right? Because, you know, you can only eat so much, and this is my first visit. And I'm looking around. I'm seeing other people order things, regulars coming in. What's the hottest thing that seems to go out the door every morning?
Absolutely. So in the morning, if you come in for breakfast, I would encourage you to try our corned beef hash. It's phenomenal.
Wow.
We love it. Obviously, bagel lox and cream cheese. You're going to get all fresh. We smoke the salmon in-house. We make the bagels in-house, and we blend the cream cheese.
So now we're talking.
You're not going to get anything fresher. And then we also, if you move on to lunch, we're famous for our Reuben sandwich. So fresh-made.
Reuben on
seeded,
rye.
Fresh-made seeded rye bread that we make in-house. Wow. Sauerkraut, corned beef, Russian dressing, Swiss cheese, all blended together and grilled on a flat top. It's phenomenal. And if you want to pair that, if you want to have that for your breakfast option, we do a delicious Reuben omelet.
All right, Steve, put this on automation.
Let's get out of here.
I'm going to jump over the table.
Beth over to the back to the restaurant. You had a question.
A few years ago, we were doing a series on holiday food, and of course, we went to Zadie's for the latkes. The best potato cakes ever. You're still doing those, right?
Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many we go through every day. And we serve latkes in a lot of varieties. You can have it on a platter. We serve it with sour cream and our fresh made applesauce, strawberry applesauce. We also have a Reuben latke, so you can have that delicious Reuben sandwich we just talked about on latkes instead of rye bread, and lots of other concoctions that we've come up with.
All right. We've had our morning meal. Now we're going to switch over to dessert. I just want to give you an opportunity to talk about a bakery that you have in Englewood, which just got my attention.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Zadie's.
No, I know, but I mean, it's interesting that you have that the bakery aspect of it. Sometimes you go into delis and a lot of their stuff is brought in, you know, in terms of their sweets.
We make everything in-house. So we have delicious. I brought you guys a lemon coconut cake today. Yeah. Again,
and
all made in-house.
Hopefully it'll still be there when we get out of here.
I hope so, too. I'll bring you another one. Our carrot cake is, I got to say, to die for. If you like carrot cake, it's a full morning glory cake with lots and lots of fillings, pineapple and fresh carrots that we grind and that we grate in-house. We have coffee cakes. We have rugelach, which is a staple of the Jewish community, a variety of different flavors, which is like a teeny little shortbread pastry filled with different kinds of fillings. I mean, I could go on and on. Chocolate cake, triple layer chocolate cake, brownies. Our black and whites. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we make the best black and whites in all of Denver.
All right, Beth. Beth Ginsburg, thank you so much. Thank you so much. My head is spinning here.
Thank you. This has been so much fun.
One of the owners of Zadie's Deli. Give us the address one more time, Beth.
600 South Holly Street in Denver, corner of Leedsdale and Holly.
All right. Zadie's Deli on Eats and Beats here at Kubo Jazz. We've got 22 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock.